All right, Shavuot say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up in Chovas HaTalmidim, and we are picking up on page Kuf Chav Vav, top of Kuf Chav Vav. Mikra Echad LaMiskoa UlaMisrofi. There is one, literally Mikra Echad means like one plight or one circumstance. LaMiskoa, Miskoa is one who is arrogant or haughty. And Misrofev literally means one who is weak, weak-willed, a weak-willed person. It's actually interesting. So there's the same fate almost for the arrogant person and the weak-willed person. How so? Lamaksha arpo neged morav uvrabosav v'leshafal hamerume. See, he says the same for the person, maksha arpo, who is stiff-necked towards his teachers and his rabbeim, meaning, in other words, that he doesn't respect any kind of authority. V'lashafal hamaruma, and someone who has false humility. This is interesting. I don't know about you. I never heard these two individuals grouped together. Someone who is arrogant and someone who is weak-willed. Someone ultimately, again, who is arrogant and someone who is suffering from false humility. What does this mean? Zeh soni es morav, es ha-Torah, af es ha-kiviyachol, so we'll say, this is amazing. So the person who's arrogant, see, he despises authority, right? The person who's arrogant, he knows better than everyone and everything. See, he respects nothing. He respects no one, only himself. He's mevatel everything. However, the one who is weak-willed, the one who's the misrofeif, ultimately, again, he goes with the flow, right? Whatever aflif nishtus echad mishtusei haolam. At the end of the day, he is weak because he's weak-willed. He kind of goes wherever, right? Whatever the strongest force that's acting on him, that's ultimately again where he follows. So we'll see. You hear this interesting idea. The arrogant person respects no one and nothing, and therefore, again, doesn't develop, doesn't self-actualize. The weak-willed person, he follows everything, meaning whatever is the strongest force that is acting upon him, that's what he will follow. But the amazing part is that both kind of end up in the same place, which is non-self-actualization. They don't become anything. The arrogant person, because he's unwilling to listen and take direction, and the weak-willed person, because he can't choose a derech in life. Right, whatever wind is strongest that day, that's where he goes, but ultimately gaining no real life traction. Mikra echad lahem. The truth is, they share the same plight. Shum davar etov ein lekavos mehem. Don't expect anything good from them. Right? Don't expect them to become anything. Af sheviv echad shel or bayirabem. Very strong wording. You won't even see one ray of light from these type of people. Shneem b'choshech yidamu. They will both exist in darkness. V'yachad b'ofel v'tzama v'sirakvu. Wow, very strong. And together in darkness and in the shadow of death will they rot. So, we'll say, so again, the Piaget's life, it sounds dramatic. He's trying to be dramatic. Remember again that he's trying, the Piaget's life, it's important to always understand that we're learning the Sefer and getting a lot from the Sefer. But the primary intended audience of the Sefer was young people. I mean, we're all young, I want to be clear, right? But younger people. And so what he's literally saying is, you know, when you're young, these are the two, well, the truth is even when we're older, but especially when you're young, this is often the choice you have to make, right? Arrogance or being weak-willed. Would I be the kind of person who always know best? I know everything. No one could tell me anything. I know exactly how I'm supposed to be. Good. Or whatever is popular that day, right, is ultimately, again, whatever the flavor of the day is, that's kind of what pushes me. And very often in youth, we vacillate between these two stages. Of course, therefore, says the Piagetsna, either one of these is a losing proposition because neither of these people develop. Neither of these people become anything. Neither of these people ultimately, again, self-actualize. Therefore, of course, the goal is to come out somewhere in the middle. He explains, Shema b'ni, es yisod machalosim, v'yairu einecha. His chazek v'yishar mehem v'chayis. This is amazing. He says, listen, my child, so what is at the root? Why is it? See, we'll say the fact that he's lumping them together indicates to us that there's some type of commonality between the arrogant person and the weak-willed person. So what's the commonality? Listen to this. Ha'anochius ha'yisraelis chaser lahem v'himachalasam. This is very interesting. What's missing from them? Jewish identity. The Rebbe will say this is not like a Jewish pride type of thing. What he's saying is really what he's saying is identity. Who are you? What's missing from the scene? The Rebbe will say when a person is we all know this. When a person is overly arrogant, right? What is that a mask for? What is that a mask for? Insecurity. Right? Meaning, secure people, confident people do not have to project an air of arrogance. It's the same, I will say, that, you know, whenever you see people who don't have room for other opinions, right? Often it reflects an insecurity. Secure people, and we all suffer from this at times, right? But secure people are able to say, okay, this is what I believe, this is what you believe. I will never, ever in a million years agree with you. You will never agree with me, but that's okay, right? The arrogant person, there's no room for anyone else. That's insecurity. The weak-willed person, why does he go wherever the wind blows? Because that's what he feels will make him feel accepted or popular or happy. So says the Piagetzna, this is why I'm grouping them together, because tragically, it's the same issue at the core, which is what? The lack of what he calls anochius ha-yisraelis. Ultimately, again, it sounds like Jewish identity, but he's talking about identity, that they're missing a healthy sense of spiritual self. Ha-anochi, nitzutz anochi Hashem Elokecha, shal kabala satori yisot shal yisraelius ne'edra mehem. If you don't have a sense of spiritual self, right, if you don't see yourself as a neshama, a spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something holy, something special, that has an unquenchable desire and ability for growth, if that's not how you see that, then at the end of the day, you can't become something special. He says, when you don't have a, listen to this, when you don't have a sense of self, when you don't have a healthy spiritual sense of self, he says, below Kabarnita, it's like a ship without a skipper, right? A ship without a captain. And what happens when it's the ship without the captain? It might be the love boat with all of the amenities and everything else. But if it doesn't have the captain, it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. Mikol ruach ra nischeves, umigala yamazuef mishleches, v'sofashem tzulas otovas. What happens when the ship has no captain? Wherever the wind blows, that's where the ship goes. Wherever the waves go, that's where the ship goes. And at some point in time, it will sink. It'll sink because it'll slam into a reef. It'll sink because it'll capsize. Something will happen that ultimately, again, will destroy the ship. He goes on. That ship will be tossed around by the winds of the world. Im ezeruach shtus shalavera geos chutz bora v'sinas hakodesh yavra ba'olam v'hayu lo lemirmas. So we'll say, it's interestingly enough, both the arrogant person as well as the weak-willed person, the Piagetzna says, are both like the ship without the captain. Right? The arrogant person, see, the weak-willed person, I understand, right? That works a little bit better in the metaphor. Because just like the ship is tossed everywhere, wherever the wind blows, that's where the ship goes. So at the end of the day, the weak-willed person is the same way. Wherever the wind goes, wherever the waves go, that's where the ship goes. But even an arrogant person, I will say, you see, an arrogant person realizing it, when a person is seized by arrogance, they listen to no one. All of us need some direction in life at different stages. If I listen to no one, then my ship is also getting tossed about the turbulent waters. Sefer says the Piagetzna, whether you're arrogant or weak-willed, it's the same machala, right? It's the same disease, ultimately, again, or the same situation of the ship without the captain. So therefore, again, there's only one answer. In order to be successful in life, what do you have to do? Having make it as ha'anochius ha'yisraelis shebecha v'hinatzel. Awaken your Judaic self-identity. Awaken your spiritual sense of self and save yourself from being like the boat without the captain. V'havi chosid v'ta'avot. Become pious and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say now, ultimately, again, what the Piagetzna is going to do subsequently is teach us how to awaken that Anochius, what he calls the Anochius HaYisraelis, a very important term. The Anochius, how do you awaken, ultimately, again, that spiritual sense of self. So we'll stop over here for today, on the bottom of Kuf Chavav. But again, that's going to be the next section. Actually, the Piagetzna is going to devote some significant amount of time to this issue. Because now we've identified Avos. Remember, again, the Piagetzna is telling us the two greatest challenges we face are either, and by the way, are being arrogant and weak-willed. And what I would just point out is for most of us, it's not like an either-or, meaning there are times that I'm arrogant, and there are times that I'm weak-willed. There are times that I listen to no one because I know everything, and there are times that I just go with whatever is popular and wherever the wind is blowing. And says the Piagetzna, the core issue is the same. The lack of the Anochius HaYisraelis, a spiritual sense of self. Therefore, to be a healthy, grounded person, to be a boat with a captain, you have to have that spiritual sense of self. How we get that, Mir Tzashem, we'll see further on. Shkoyach.